USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump in Bedminster, New Jersey.
If Democrats continue to hold this critical relief hostage, I will act under my authority as president to get Americans the relief they need.
He's cautioning that he's ready to use executive orders to extend a payroll tax holiday, enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year, defer student loan payments, and reinstate a federal moratorium on evictions. That's if an agreement with congressional Democrats does not happen, and that appears to be the case. Last-ditch efforts to negotiate a bipartisan deal have collapsed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants compromise.
There are only two choices for them. Negotiate with Democrats and meet us in the middle. Don't say it's your way or no way. And if we do that, we can accomplish a whole lot of things.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As President Trump threatens executive order action on coronavirus relief, one of his congressional allies praises the idea. USA's Tim Burke says at least one of those orders is ready to go.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if you, you know, Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus. The president wants to do the right thing."
The Dow closed up Friday, 46.5. The Nasdaq down 97. The S&P 500 up a couple of points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is taking a leave of absence from his role as president and chancellor of Liberty University indefinitely. It comes several days after Falwell posted, then deleted, a photo from social media of him posing alongside a woman with his pants unzipped and his arm around her. The university was founded by Falwell's father. Jerry Prevo, chair of the school's board of trustees, said in a statement that Liberty had experienced academic, financial, and spiritual success during Falwell's tenure, but adds that unfortunately, quote, substantial pressure comes with that success. Falwell spoke on the photo with a Lynchburg, Virginia radio station earlier this week. The biggest outdoor event in the nation is still happening this weekend, despite COVID-19. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
News anytime on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.